بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا. Understand the nature of this life. Allah Ta'ala explains it in the Quran Sharif in these words. كما إن أنزلناه من السماء. That as the rain falls, then everything becomes lush, green, attractive, so beautiful, shape, color, order, you name it, and as though the earth has been decked with gold and silver, ornaments, beauty. Sometimes it would just almost seem like a necklace. Then there is a creeper has got some flower, but in the season just look at how beautiful it looks. So the one that saw it for the first time is fascinated. The beauty, splendor, the awe, majestic, is too overtaken. But the one that sees beyond, he thinks all the splendor, this beauty, this attraction is just for a moment. Shortly this thing dries up, withers away, dry stubble, tazur, riya, the winds are blowing it out. So that's life. You come up, man comes up, he's so beautiful, handsome, attractive, good looking, all the beauties in him. There's beauty in him, there's a voice in him, right? There's complexion and color in him, the size and form in him, shape in him. So every type of beauty you can see in the person. But then he tends to believe that this beauty is there and it is to last. The moment he sees the beauty, he thinks, no, it's there. He thinks it's not going to wither away, it's not going to disappear. And then slowly, gradually, that old age comes in, white, he doesn't have the strength, the looks are gone, he's shriveled. The woman looks so nice, and now she's a hag. Nobody wants to see her. أَمَّا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Then Allah Pak says, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Try and understand it in perspective. Wealth and children are but the ornament of this life. Like you saw a garden where it was dry, motionless and dead. And then Allah sent the rain and it was lively, it was colorful, it had a form, a shape, and a beauty. Just now it was dead, and just now it came alive. But shortly it's going to wither away. So the wealth and children, all the things of beauty of this life, they are beautiful, they are attractive, they touch your heart, you know, it touches your heart. But it's just there for a moment. And then it's gone, colors. Initially what you'll do is, you'll go to the beautician, make up something, freckles, scars, get that right, look young, dye the beard, try to look smart and young. when then after that how? That old age will show in your walking, in your eating, in your sleeping, everything it will show. You thought it was and when the mystery of life just manifested, just came, everything is gone. So Allah Pak is drawing our attention to some very important thing. He says, this is a sad reality. It's just an ornament of life. Then what are you supposed to be then running after? If this is an ornament and it is just a transitory, it is just there for a few moments, and there must be something that we can be running for, chasing after, putting our hearts and souls into. Is there something? So Allah Pak says, Al-Mal wal-Banuna Ziyatul Hayat Dunya. It is just a temporary thing. Don't get fooled. You see a mansion, you see a motor car, you see wealth, you see fast life. Don't get fooled. So then, so what's lasting? What can we put our hearts to, our minds to? وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ Enduring righteous works, lasting works, works that will remain. As the person is made to lie in his grave, his namaz is coming towards his head side, zakat on one side, roza on the other side, and they accompany him like two beautiful companions. The beauty is such, the beauty of that companion is such that it makes you forget all your past memories. You know, you have a memory of your wife, of your child, of whatever else. But the beauty of this namaz, etc., is so much, is so captivating that everything else is overcome. If you're after beauty, this. Think about that moment. Think that if you are captured with voice, right, of the singer, then there is a voice there as well. And the voice is such that we should forget everything. Imagine when Ramadan starts, right? There's a breeze that comes into Jannat. And it causes a hustle and a bustle on the leaves. The dwarf circles, they begin to ring. And the sound is so beautiful, it's so much out of this world. You know. It causes the rules of Jannat to come out onto the balconies of Jannat. Anyone to send a proposal for us. They're also excited. If Ramadan, they're also excited. So, al-baqiyatu salihat. If you are really interested for something that doesn't perish, unperishable, you have the best of food items, you will have an expiry date. Sweet or a chocolate or a fruit, it has an expiry date. So it's safe to eat before the expiry date. But something that doesn't have an expiry date, this carries on. The beauty just carries on, just multiply. That's what al-baqiyatu salihat. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا It's best as a reward. You're looking for a reward, so this is best. You can't find a reward better than that, greater than that. This is permanent. If they take out a car today, a Ferrari, then they'll say this is the ultimate of the range. Ultimate. Right? That's the highest of the range, right? And after 1 year, that thing is thrown away, there's another ultimate that comes up. After 1 year, that is no more ultimate. And what Allah is offering, it's ultimate, eternal. Nothing above. Nothing more beautiful. Nothing more irresistible. That's al-baqiyatu salihat. That one glimpse into Jannah, you know. Just one glimpse. And that also not a full glimpse. Just one glimpse. It's so fascinating, so great, that it's beyond description. It's one glimpse. You don't want to turn your eyes away. One person is taking care of a fortress and he's struck with an arrow. So he falls, shrieks, and there's a big laughter. For 2 minutes, there's a big laughter. وَجُوهُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ وَجُوهُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ Bride is laughing. Rejoicing, مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ That happiness is to such a point that you can't just hold your laughter. Still laughing and laughing. There were some of the pious that they died now, they're taking them for ghusl. And they're laughing away. How do you call the doctor in? They feel the pulse. Hey, there's no pulse, nothing here. And he's just laughing and laughing. See that excitement, that happiness to that point that they want to burst out laughing. So much. They can't resist. وَجُوهُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ That's the time of laughter. الْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ That's the time of laughter. This laughter is going to finish. فَلْيَضْحَكُوا قَلِيلًا وَلْيَبْكُوا كَثِيرًا You laugh here now and forget all the realities. Allah warns you, but you may just laugh. But your laughter will be for a few seconds and then it will be perpetual tears. But then if you are aiming for that world, that life, you may cry now. Sajda, in some posture that you may be crying. But when the laughter comes, you laugh. And you laugh and so much, you can't hold. So you look at the person, he stops. Again he bursts out laughing. وَجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ Look at the verse. ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ Rejoicing. I was Ustad Al-Mustafa Rahmatullahi. He went to give ghusl somewhere. So that mayit laughed at him. Pull his hand away. But the Ustad also is so great that he smiled and he went again to pull the buttons out, take the kurta out. The mayat again put his hands away and started laughing. Because one of us, you got a heart attack. He was having the strength he must have had to take it. He related to that life so much, so well. Then he told the mayor, you better just remain calm. Otherwise, people will take you for life. They won't bury you. So he admit calm, did the ghusl, did the kafara. It's another life. See, we didn't think of that life. We believe in only what we see. But there's a life beyond this. That's the actual life. إِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ If you're looking for life, then the life is the life of the hereafter. That's life. This is not life. This is just a dream. See, you're sitting here today, right? Think of all the past luxuries, the outing you went, the trips that you had gone for, holidays you had gone for, the food that you ate, the bride that you enjoyed. Now, as you're sitting here, all the past, what is it like? Is it anything more than a dream? Anything more than a dream? It was a day of honor. You came out first in the exams. You were called. They gave you a prize and all that, right? Someone hugged you. So it was a great moment, right? But then after that, now as you look at those past moments, is it anything more than a dream? So therefore Allah Pak says, real life is that life. The birds are talking to you there. The trees are talking to you there. The leaves are whistling away with music. So fascinating. So great is our Allah Ta'ala. How excellent is that Jannah. So Allah Pak says, وَالْبَاقْبِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Just think for your own self. We know that you get attracted. But also think for a moment those enduring good deeds. If you're looking for a reward, that's better. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا. Twice. If you're anticipating something, you've got some expectation, but that's the greatest expectation. This world, also, you do something and you got some expectation. My one friend, he went to do some groceries. So as he's leaving, there was a competition form. He said, all right, just for the fun of it, just fill the form. You don't have to pay anything. Just fill the form. You fill the form. And I think he had to come there again for next year or something. I don't know if it was the same day or the next day. And then it was a lucky draw. He just did it for the fun of it. Quite a wealthy person, just for the fun, just filled in the form and left it. There they called out his name. Came a double cab, R500,000. So we have anticipations, we have hopes. خَيْرٌ أَمَلَا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدَّا. This is the thing that you need to aspire for. This is the thing that you need to long for, anticipate. And then the time for you to work for all this is this time. Time in your youth. When you're young. That's like a gem that, you know. Like a precious gem. When you are young, and then you're bargaining for that. Then that is something. Now you're already white and all that. The weakness and the whiteness are already showing. Then there's nothing else but the cover that you wait for. You can only work for that. Because all the stamina, everything is gone. But the actual time that you can aspire long is this time. You're young, black. You're waiting for life, for exciting moments, all these things here. At that time you think of Allah Ta'ala, that I'm investing in you. I got hopes in you. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ. So now the question is, then what are the enduring righteous deeds? I showed you the world, then I show you the enduring deeds, right? Under this ayat, Allah Pak says, وَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَادِرًا. All that you've done, you are seeing it before you. Presently, the deeds that you are doing doesn't have a body. You read Taraweeh namaz. Can you see the Taraweeh that you read? You kept the roza, right, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Can you see the roza? Before Ramadan, you may have done some charitable work. Or at the end, you'll do some fitrah, right? But after it's given, can you see the charity? Can't see it. In the next realm, these deeds will have a body. Namaz, etc., will take the shape of a companion. And if you didn't do it, then it takes a body, it takes a shape. You didn't do your zakat, for example, right? So this got a body also. Now it's a python coiled around your neck and it's biting you. Ana kansuk, ana maluk. Your good deeds, what good deeds you did, you really did well. So then, that's like a mount. According to the goodness of the work that you have done. It's a mount. The people are struggling and you got a mount flying away. Imagine. It's not just cruising, you're flying. And flying how fast? Here, you press about 220, and you say adrenaline, right? You saw you were driving a motor car more than 250. I know my own friend now. I wish I was very old and weak. But in the 60s, he used to drive from Johannesburg to Durban, flat 3 hours. So it's anything like that. Flat 3 hours from door to door, Johannesburg to Durban, door to door, 3 hours you'd make it. You heard of anybody like that, huh? What? Heard? What's all such thing? Now, that's the vehicle of this life. Max, you can say 3 hours. Or someone may have made it in 2.5 hours. So this friend of mine said 3 hours he should make it. But that mount is such that I will give you, that is flying at the speed of a lightning. You know that lightning, when it's striking from one end to the other end, it may cover about, say, 10,000 kilometers in one strike, right? And your mount is covering 10,000 kilometers in a second. Can you imagine the adrenaline you get there? It's really exciting for 200, it's all change, pocket change, that is. That is the thing, called ajaweed. They're moving at such a tremendous speed. So, what is this enduring righteous deeds? So, one is the simple things. The Surya person liked us, he loved us, and he loved us to bits. So, give a simple procedure to get it. Read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. What do you do that? Simple things. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Do it with the heart, with the presence of the mind. See how nice you feel. Do it looking after yourself. Take care of your eyes, take care of your tongue, and do these things that you'll feel, the beauty of it you'll find in your heart. But take care of yourselves. It mustn't be that you're not taking care of yourself and then you're doing it. You don't find the enjoyment. You want that enjoyment, take care of the eyes, take care of the tongue. So this is one thing. Baqiyatul Salihat. Then, Baqiyatul Salihat also means taking care of your namaz. The present life is such, it's too busy, right? Stressful, it's too busy, right? So to get the namaz, the real reward of namaz, the pleasure of namaz, if you invest in namaz, anything you want, to invest in it. You want your child to be beautiful, prosperous, having a future, you have to invest in him. Pay for his studies, nurture him, take good care of him. And then after some years, you see the fruit of your investment, the return on the investment. You've spent on him, now you see the returns. So the same here, you spend on this, and then shortly after that, as you leave the world, you see the return on the investment. So you invest in namaz, and then you will see what namaz will do for you. But you want to get the namaz, you have to invest in it. And because the life presently is very hectic, very stressful. So to invest in it, how you invest, come early to the masjid. If on a busy schedule, you just dart into the masjid, you haven't invested. You will not say that you will not absorb all the obligation. But have you invested in namaz? Invest in namaz, come a little early, make some istighfar, ask Allah to forgive us, read a bit of Quran Sharif, for the presence of the mind. You ask Allah for forgiveness. Now you read namaz. Now there's a different flavor in namaz. You want some flavor, you want some excitement. Now the namaz has got a different thing. Now that one sajda is such, one simple hafizah, simple. When you make sajda, carry on 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 25 minutes. Hey, what's wrong with you? Alive or not alive? Sleeping or not sleeping? So they asked him, Hafizah, but hey, you know, you insert that in 15 minutes, 25 minutes. So he says, you know, when I'm in sajda, I'm thinking, maybe this is the last tasbih I will read. And I won't get a chance again. So with that in mind, you know, maybe it's my last tasbih. And it just stretches on. I read the next one, I think, hey, maybe I don't get a chance again. Maybe I don't get a chance again. And then it goes on stretching 15 minutes, 20, 25 minutes. It goes on stretching. So you will definitely, if you invest in namaz, you will definitely see the beauty of namaz. Whatever you invest in, you see the returns. So the way to invest in namaz, come early. Did your toilet and everything nicely? You can't be pressed to go toilet and you're rushing for the first serve. It can't happen. Because then you'll be coming in namaz and your mind will be the toilet. Imam is reading a little bit of a long namaz. Imam sahab, please though. Innatina kulwara, just send it off. Go toilet now. So your mind is not in namaz. So go and finish the toilet nicely. You know, stinja everything nicely, you finished it. Very nice wuzu, didn't waste water, did the sunnahs. Now you're investing in namaz. Now you see what the namaz will do for you. You just go on, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I was reading someone's life just now. His charge namaz used to go to 3 hours. 3 hours. Huh? It's not hard to believe. It's just for us to acquire a taste. You acquire a taste for a bride. How long you sit around the bride? Huh? How much? 5 hours, astaghfirullah. Nothing you get. Besides the smoke and fire, nothing else. So the 5 hours just goes. Yeah, every moment Allah will say, I love you. Allah will say, I love you. What a moment. Eh? With Allah Ta'ala, he's loving you. He's drawing you slowly. And you think of, hey, I'm coming closer to Allah Ta'ala. Closer to Allah Ta'ala. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ وَهُوَ السَّاجِزُ. You're closest to Allah Ta'ala in that state. understood. So you acquire the taste to sit around the fire 5 hours while you acquire the taste. You acquire the taste for namaz, then to sit 2 hours, 1 hour, 3 hours is nothing. Then to be around the fire, then say, hey, then this is real jahannam. That's how you think. That's jahannam. So we didn't acquire the taste of namaz, therefore we can't stand long in namaz. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and it's gone too long. So this is now baqiyat salihat, enduring righteous works. Similarly, your children, you're teaching them, yeah? Teaching them deen, right manners, right ways. Even if it's just one sunnat, Zakariya got the kitab sunnat, right? Even if it's just one sunnat, and it's taking you 5 hours, it's really a pleasure. That will be your bhakti, that's your enduring right deeds. You've taught the sunnat, learnt it, passed it on, next person passes on, carries on, and so forth and so on. Right? So that's your baqiyat al-salihat, your enduring righteous works. You taught someone, he teaches someone, whether it's one ayat of the Quran, one tasbih, whatever it was, but you taught the person and he's carrying on. These moments we'll have to take out to remember Allah Ta'ala. The moments to remember Allah Ta'ala we'll have to take out. You can't expect the moments to run after you. You'll have to take that moments out. I mention this quite often, you know. I was in Marisburg, so I just explained, you know, we can't say that our life is too hectic and too busy and you don't find the time to make zikr. Can't say that. You want to take out the time, you'll take out the time. So I just, in passing, said, alright, one is you take out the time and do zikr properly, and one is whilst you're walking, and still make, you can still remember Allah Ta'ala. How to go about doing that? You're going to work or returning, going to masjid or coming back. Right. So you're reciting a kalima, reciting durood sharif, going to work or coming back from work, going to the masjid or coming. And if you are going by car, then tell your friends, see, I don't want to be rude and I don't want to spoil your mood, you know. Not rude, but don't want to spoil your mood. But it's my routine when I go to the masjid, I return and I'm reciting something. Subhanallah, kalima, whatever. So I explained that and I carry on. That man met me after 2 years. He's telling me, well, you know, from that day, it's already 2 years, there wasn't a day that I didn't recite the kalima 1,000 times every day. 1,000 times every day. When you want to find that time, you can make it. He was also a busy person. But he just made some adjustment to his life. And every day he said, 1,000, la ilaha illallah. You want to find the time, you can make it. But you want to see, it's too hectic, I can't make it. Impossible. It becomes impossible. But he said, no, I can't make it work. Just make some adjustments, this side, that side, short adjustments, and it comes right. But what a pleasure. Imagine now, 2 years I met him after, how many days? 740 days, yeah? Some order, right? So that 700 days multiplied by 1,000, how much it comes to? Huh? How many thousands he made? So a little bit of adjustment you make and you can earn so much. Baqiyatu salihat. So let us value this youth, value the time, value the opportunity of life. life is an opportunity, it's a blessing, let us value this thing. So then, when we are no more in the equation, right, then we see the fruit of our action. No more, not really, no more on earth. That side we see the ego. That, you know, all that moments, and I did my zikr, my durood sharif, I didn't waste my time listening to nasheeds and all that. Things are not of any benefit. I didn't waste my time in doing that. I used it doing this thing here. How many kalamas I recited, how many duruds I recited, now I can see the rewards, the returns. Allah gives us the future.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك ولك الحمد حمدا دائما لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم لك الحمد شكر ولك المن فضلا اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وأولاده وأزواجه وأهل بيته وذريته ومحبيه وأتباعه وأشياعه وعلينا معهم أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء ولحقه أداء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه اللهم اجمع بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به ولم نره اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنها أنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما اللهم إنا نسألك قلوبا أواهة مخبتة منيبة في سبيلك ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها علانيتها وسرها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا مبدئ يا معيد يا محيي يا مميت يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله you forgive our sins يا الله يا الله you forgive all our sins يا الله major sins minor sins يا الله what we committed in public and in secrecy يا الله يا الله you forgive our sins forgive the sins of our parents يا الله forgive the sins of our spouses يا الله the sins of our brothers and sisters يا الله the sins of our communities يا الله the sins of our friends يا الله The sins of the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have waged war with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower us with your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is the last 10 days, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. You free us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. We can never manage, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wan naar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal wa na'udhu bika min an naar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that have passed away, Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, Ya Allah. Bless them with the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the recent times we have lost many near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy, Ya Allah, for all those that have lost their near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus, the deceased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us, Ya Allah, that you have spared, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us life and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us life and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from every type of difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from every type of tragedy, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka tamam al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka dawam al-afiyah, wa nas'aluka shukra ala al-afiyah. Ya Allah, you bless us with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with a life of happiness, Ya Allah. Life of barakat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, life of goodness, Ya Allah. A life that will bring us closer to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from all those things, Ya Allah, that will bring us your displeasure, Ya Allah. Save us from everything, Ya Allah, that will bring us your displeasure and your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from your wrath, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us, Ya Allah, from every type of bad, Ya Allah. From every type of calamity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, those of us who have parents that are living, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them long life with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become a source of happiness, Ya Allah, and a means of comfort to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them in the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our amal be a means of bringing happiness to them in the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our amal be gifts, Ya Allah, and presents for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our amal bring happiness and cheer to their faces, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us, Ya Allah, whose parents are living, Ya Allah, allow us to make the khidmat, Ya Allah. Allow us, Ya Allah, to value them, value their presence, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, not regard them to be a burden to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our children, Ya Allah, let them be a coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Obedient to you, Ya Allah, and obedient to us, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alhum rabbi radiyya. Ya Allah, you make them, Ya Allah, obedient to you, Ya Allah. Make them loyal to you, Ya Allah. Make them faithful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you purify our filthy hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove every type of filth, every type of filthy quality from our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you fill it with all type of good qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. With the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba rasulika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali yuqarribuna ila hubbuk. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك. يا الله, when our last moments come, Ya Allah, Allah, let it be the most happiest time, Ya Allah, in our life, Ya Allah. We must be pleased to meet you, Ya Allah, and you must be pleased to meet us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be a mouth of barakat, Ya Allah, in a way which is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in a way, Ya Allah, that you are happy with us, Ya Allah, and we must be happy to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with the mouth of shahadat, Ya Allah, mouth in Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is in any type of difficulty, Ya Allah, remove the difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering in different ways, in different parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove the suffering, remove the difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove every type of problem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless everyone with happiness, Ya Allah, everyone with goodness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever efforts of deen are happening, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept those efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the efforts be in a way which is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Let it be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you accept us, accept our families, accept our progenies, Ya Allah, for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept our children, Ya Allah, for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us, Ya Allah, in a way, Ya Allah, that is pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are pining to go to Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us, Ya Allah, with afiyat, Ya Allah, very quickly, Ya Allah, to go once again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to present ourselves at your house, Ya Allah, and at the rawdatar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we did not make qadr of these opportunities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now we are realizing, Ya Allah, what a great opportunity these were, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, once again, Ya Allah, you grant us this opportunity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept whatever broken efforts we have done, Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our salah, accept our siyam, accept our tilawat, Ya Allah, accept our dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow this to continue, Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow our attachment to Quran Sharif to continue after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live by the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Let us, Ya Allah, let our entire life be governed by the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with true love, Ya Allah, for your kalam-e-paak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the ahadith mubarakah of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with true love, Ya Allah, for your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our whole life be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our amal bring happiness to his mubarak heart, Ya Allah. Let it be on the day of Qiyamah when we meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He must smile at us, Ya Allah, like how he smiled at his sahaba, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his mubarak face away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from that, Ya Allah. Save us from every type of disgrace, Ya Allah, in this world and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from every type of problem, Ya Allah, in this world and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah, with every type of goodness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allow us to use our lives, Ya Allah, and use our faculties, Ya Allah. Use our energies, Ya Allah, in your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in accordance to your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith, bi rahmatika nastaghith, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Aslih lana sha'nana kulla, aslih lana sha'nana kulla, wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfat 'ayn. Allahumma rahmataka narju, fala takilna ila anfusina tarfat 'ayn. Allahumma la tanzi' minna salih ma a'taytana. Allahumma inna qulubana wa nawasiyana wa jawarihana biyadik lam tumallikna minha shay'a, fa idha fa'alta dhalika bina فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك، واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.